cover crops can make a difference for your garden in the next year. We're planting some mustard next on Western Life Radio.
Y'all might think that a day on the lake is all fun and the sun on your bum, but you, my friends, are incorrect. Today we're gonna feel the burn together while Roar gets you ready for a safe day on the lake. Not only do life jackets save your lives, but they make you look amazing. Let's get started. This first routine is an important one. You gotta zip it, gotta zip it, gotta click it, zip it, click it. Looking good, Terry.
Oh yeah, guys got it.
Fly down the boat. Wave to the boat. Scream for help. Ah! What's wrong, Terry?
I just can't swim good.
Oh, that's okay, little bird. That's what this is for.
Oh.
Woo. Thanks to my exercise, I think you're ready for a safe day on the lake. Just remember, always wear your life jacket.
Knowledge is power. Empower your teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves and their students. For more information, go to fasterutah.org.
Boost your harvests next year with the help of cover crops this summer. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners offers some options.
Cover crops are usually something that's either going to grow and winter kill before it reproduces, before it sets seed, or it's one that's going to grow and you're going to till it under or chop it down before it goes to seed. Vetch, a forage or tillage radish, it kind of depends on who you go to. One of those really deep-rooted radishes, great for breaking up hard soils, great for adding organic to your soil. Now, we're in Utah, and one of the things that we really struggle with is the fact that our soils are really low in two things. They're low in nitrogen, and they're low in carbon. Now, carbon doesn't act as a nutrient in the soil, but it makes all the other nutrients more available. You could almost call it a soil catalyst or a soil enabler, perhaps, would be a better option to call it. All the cover crops are going to add some sort of organic or carbon material. And so just by having these cover crops, you're going to add to that. But if I add a legume like vetch or clover, then I will also be adding nitrogen to the soil. And that can be a plus, especially when you've had a heavy feeder.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.